What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
From the top. So I've really been moved this year to not only know, because I've known for a while, but to implement the Jewish financial construct as it relates to their community, you know? And a couple things happen. Yeah. Two things that happens is that they're able to create revenue for each other, you know, they're able to create. So when you graduate from college, you don't necessarily have to go look for a firm to work for. There are already firms within that community.
That lion gets up and tears everybody, runs like the wind, eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is. Oh, no.
other people find out what their superpower is. It's about balance, not about strength or weakness. It's about balance. You got some strengths about you, but what can be considered, you can be a villain too. As extreme execution, we're gonna do stuff together.
From the top. So I've really been moved this year to not only know, because I've known for a while, but to implement the Jewish financial construct as it relates to their community. You know, and a couple things happen. Yeah. Good things that happens is that they're able to create revenue for each other. You know, they're able to create. So when you graduate from college, you don't necessarily have to go look for a firm to work for. There are already firms within that community, right?
You're talking, man.
And so for me, it's like, okay, come on. And then two, because they're able to create revenue, they're able to keep it in their community. And it rotates, you know, 7, 8, 9 times, right? So I said to myself, E, you got to do that same thing. So we created one, the speakers platform, which is a phenomenal platform. But I told CJ, C, man, it's something missing because everybody can't speak, bro. You know, like that's a gift. Everybody can't speak. Everybody can't get up in front of people and present. So we have a large group of people. I mean, diverse group of people, all walks of life, all cultures, all age groups, but it's still limited. And so I said to C, yo, we gotta do something else. So then he came up with Jamal on Make Real Estate Real, which is the real estate division, which is great. But between you and I, you can't necessarily flip a house or create revenue from a house in 2-3 days. You know, like it's a not too long, but it's a lengthy process. So whatever you invest, you don't necessarily get that back in 3 or 4 days. It may take 3 months, 6 months, you know, in some cases it could be a little bit longer, you know. You know, but it's a great way to make revenue. We know that in America, real estate has been one of the ways that people have made money for years. So it is, but I told she, it's gotta be simpler, bruh. And so what happened was I came up with extreme execution. And it hit me, Nick Saban's playbook is what makes it easy for them to win because it's something everybody can mimic. It's like everybody can understand it. Everybody knows what their role are. Everybody can use their personal strength as it relates. He's not asking you to be a quarterback if you're a tight end. He's not asking you to be a defensive player if you're a punt kicker. You feel me? Like, it's so sweet because it's something for everybody to do. And it's easy for everybody to understand in the vision is playing. So when Chris Daniels, my life coach, died, I went and got certified. And when I got certified, it blew my mind. I was like, that's it. It's a playbook, the disc, the values, the attributes. It's simple to understand. It's transformational. And anybody can do it. And everybody's going to get the same results. So the video that came out yesterday with Ashley James, my church member, bro, I'm talking about tears.
Wow. Tears. Man, I ain't seen it yet.
Tears, bro. Tears. Because, one, I did this program for her. I wanted to be able to do it for somebody that's not an engineer, that's not a rocket scientist, that's not into physics, that's not a phenomenal reader, you know what I'm saying, write books. I wanted to do it for the average person, like that, like an ET. So she's on assistance. She has a teenage daughter and two younger sons. I gave her this concept, and in a matter of weeks, months, she last month her goal was $10,000. She made $7,000.
Wow, man, that's incredible, man.
Listen to me, $7,000 off of a $1,000 investment. So she already got her money back, and she can do this for the next 30, 40 years.
Yeah, right? Yes, she can, because you taught her the knowledge.
I get, and she has the blueprint. So it's a scientific method that came out in 1928. You take the test, it spills out, it gives you all your information, who you are when you are authentically you, who you are when you adapt. That's what I love most about it. I was talking to my son today, and he's like, "Dad, pray for me, I'm stressed." And I'm like, "Stress? You should never be stressed. What are you stressed about? What's the stress?" And I said to my son, who's also trained in this assessment, and he's actually utilizing it with a couple D1 basketball and football players. And I mean top 10. So if you would, yeah. I don't want to say their names, but if you would go on the top 10 teams for this year, he's coaching coaches and the players using this assessment, right?
Nice.
So I said to my son, "What you stressed about?" And I said to him, "I know what you're stressed about. You're in your adaptive. You are focusing on what is going to be and not what is." Wow. And as a result of you worrying about, because he getting married next year, August. So in his mind, he's like, "I got this, I got that, I got this." And I'm saying, stay in your natural, because that's where you make your money, baby. You stay in your natural. So what the test does first is it reveals to each person what their superpower is. And then wow. It goes and shows them, when you're under stress, who do you become? So we can put you in a position where you stop becoming that. Right?
Man, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
For me, what I didn't realize was, when I'm under stress, I don't trust as much.
Wow.
So it goes to show. And so what I did was I went and did the facilitation that I came up with that takes you back to your childhood. And I realized when my mom lied to me about who my biological father was, that's the place where I lost trust. Right?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I went back sure. to that, got healed. And so now when I'm in a situation where it's stressful, I don't not trust people anymore. So I don't let my natural instincts take over. Now I judge you based on what you're doing. And if what you're yeah. doing is consistent with, "Yo, I don't got no reason to distrust this person. It's just my natural default goal, streets, you know what I'm saying? Mom lied."
Oh, yeah. Or straight streets. Yeah. But you eat the trash can street.
You know, homeless. You know what I'm saying? I go straight there.
Yeah.
And what I've learned is, you don't got to do that. You don't have to come out of who you are authentically. Because once you come out of who you are authentically, you're about to lose.
That's good.
So you dribble with your right hand and you dunk it on folks, and my man check you to your right. Well, if you go to your left, you're about to lose. You got to find yep. a way to dunk my man and just be a little bit more aggressive and still dunk on my man, because that's your game. And so Ashley was able to, one, go back through her childhood and how foster care had damaged her. We corrected that. Now we saw what her superpower was. And now, bruh, she used to play basketball in college. And now she's training dudes in the developmental league, helping them to get from the developmental league to the NBA.
Wow, talking about the G League, right?
Oh, the G League dudes.
That's on fire right now, man. You know, G League is on fire right now. Yeah.
And so she is coach. She got one guy. Who was he doing? He's putting her on to his boys. And so now her income is coming from clients who are in the G League. And so I'm saying, I found something that the average person can get involved in for $1,000. Now look, bro.
Wow.
I had a young lady who I trained the other day. She said, "Eric, I'm going to be real with you. I won't say the name of the person, but she said there is a white male who is in the same kind of line of work that you're in. I gave him $20,000 and I didn't get half of what I got from you with the grand."
Yep. Half the time.
She said, and I said, "I already know what he gave you. He gave you information. That's not what I'm giving you. I'm giving you information, but I'm also showing you how to apply this information in a marketplace and how to make money off of it." Somebody just giving you information, but they don't tell you how to use that information. It's good information, but you don't know how to
do it. That's transformation. You're giving them an economy. Yeah, man. Yeah.
And so the last thing I'm doing for the people who sign up is that they have access to my platform, and then I'm giving them clients. So, you know, people come to me all the time. It's like,
wow, you doing all that?
Yeah, I'm giving them all that for $1,000, bro. $1,000. Because I'm trying to do what the Jewish community is doing, and that's giving them access. And here's what I told them. Once you make your money, then we can come back and talk about AE. I need to be, I need to give you $200 a month. I need to give you $300 a month to be a membership. I said, but I'm going to do it the opposite way. I'm going to do it the opposite way. I'm not going to charge you first, and then you can't get in the game. We're going to get you in the game first. And then as you become economically free, then we can create what the Jewish economy has.
That's adding value first.
Yeah. And so for those who are listening, it's extremeexecution.com/ it's a couple, but /certified is the one. So extremeexecution.com/certified. And for $1,000 investment, man, you can start your own e-com. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to send people that way.
Yeah.
Because it's about $2 million a month going to be listening to you.
No question. And we're only doing 40 people a month. So last year, as you saw, that was my first group coming out.
Look, the commercial had you out. You was looking at it. You had a dude in the wheelchair. I say, ooh, look at that boy.
And Jorge, I'm going to get him on the next one. Whenever that is, I'm going to get them on so they can speak. But Jorge was in a barber, and once he got connected to this, he was like, E, I was making $25 an hour cutting heads. Now I'm making hundreds an hour, and he don't cut hair no more. So he still owns the shop, so he still gets rental from the shop, but he's doing this full time now.
Good, man. That's how you do it, man. You definitely, that's way, not to disrespect any cuss, way past what the Jewish culture is doing. We need you, man. Like, real talk. I'm not saying that. That's valuable, especially for our community. Yeah. That's a big deal, man. And then you add value first, telling people to get on.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What the heck made you want to do this? Because I'm not the only one wondering.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to be real with you, man. When I went to college, I went to an HBCU before I did my master's and PhD at Michigan State. And one of the things that they did was they inundated us with the civil rights movement. And I fell in love with Dr. Martin Luther King, man. You know, I was like, wow, this dude is making some serious sacrifices for the advancement of minorities as a whole, not just African Americans, Latino, Latina, women. You know, and Harriet Tubman, man, was somebody that blew my mind. Like, yo, she was free and she came back and saved 1,000.
Yeah, I look up to her.
And then she said, I could have saved 1,000 more if they knew they were slaves. You know?
You understand. That's still the day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So just looking at my ancestors and the moves they made and the sacrifices they made, I'm like, E, you up. The people blew you up. Every time, man, I can't go outside the house without E.T., man, to be. And I said, listen to me. The streets made me number one in the world. And so my way of paying y'all back, every video you sent out, everybody you called was like, did you see the Google story? The books they bought, the T-shirts, you know, the conferences. Like football players in college was like, coach, you recruited me? I listen to E.T. every day. You need to bring him to Alabama. You need to bring him to LSU. You need to bring him to Michigan State. They were the ones, the NFL. The coaches didn't know who I was. It was the personal, what do you call those guys? The strength and conditioning coaches would
the
play my
training.
Stuff. We have while the dudes was lifting the weight. They were the ones that introduced the head coaches to me in the NBA, the NFL. You know, so my way of paying back is saying, I'm going to leave something. And I'm going to leave a program to the world that will outlive me. So the real estate will outlive me. The speaker certification will outlive me. And this program where people are becoming personal development coaches and consultants. Look, you can use this in corporate. We got a guy that just got a $19,000 contract with the government to help fathers who have been absent in their kids' lives. He's going to use the assessment to show them why they left their kids, what their superpower is, and how they can be a blessing to their kids. We got corporations, people using it in church. I got a pastor who's using it for his married couples. He's taking the assessment,
yeah,
showing the guy who he is, the wife who she is, and why they're not getting along. So we using it in sports, churches, schools. I'm using it in schools to help teachers understand, like, why you might be a what we call a pilot, but you got three other types of learners. You got the flight attendant, the grounds crew, and the air traffic control. They speak different than you. They think that they're wired different. You don't even know who they are. They sit in your class, and you try to make them be a pilot. They don't want to be a pilot. They want to be a flight attendant, air, like that. And so, man, this test, I'm seeing it. It's changing. Lady told me today. She said, look, I ain't even started training nobody. I was like, why not? She said, I'm using it on me. I've been a bad mother, a bad wife. Like, I'm learning about me first before I go train somebody else and teach somebody else. So, man, this thing is just, CJ told me the other day, he said, E, bro, at the conference, I heard you speak since 2006. He said, bro, you on another level. He said, you always been motivational, inspirational, but the trainer and consultant you are now and the way you breaking stuff down, he was like, yo, E, bro, I'm ready to get on this test, he said. He said, I'm ready to
know what? I believe that.
Serious about this test.
I believe that, man. Your last podcast you dropped yesterday with CJ, the one I saw on Facebook, you was different. You wasn't the same. It's coming out, man. Real talk, man. You know, as somebody that's been following you from the beginning, man, you're not the same. You got this. I'm going to see if I can express it. Like, motivational speakers get this bad rap sometimes. You just pump you up. You leave, and they ain't got nothing but the little juicy juice, right? And you ain't there. You ain't never been that. Now, your YouTube clips and, you know, could highlight that, but that's not what you've been. But now you seem to be real hungry for deep transformation in other people, man. You got to break that down because I see it. Yeah. I feel it. I don't think they do.
Yeah, and so what's happening is I've been hearing that about motivation. I would be pissed. Like, bro, don't come at motivational speaking like that. You know what I'm saying? Don't come at me like that. You know, but what happened was when I got certified, I was a high I, which we call a flight attendant, and that person is the experienced person. Like, when you look at a flight attendant, that's all they own is the experience. Like, you can fly with any other airline. We want your experience to be phenomenal so that you'll keep coming back. And so what I realized when I took the test was like, yo, E, your superpower is the experience. And that's why the people are coming to you. You get that energy. You feel me? Like, you give people energy. But what you're missing is the C. And so what the C does, which we call air traffic control, because you never see them, but they all about the logistics, bro. They all about when the plane should leave, when it should land, what time. Like, don't even go. The weather is messed up in New York. Don't even go to New York. Like, they are so detail-oriented. And I realized, E, what you're missing is that C, that air traffic control. While you are motivating, inspiring, and giving people the energy and the belief that they need to move forward, you're not making it, you're not simplifying it enough. You're not saying step A, step B, step C, step D. And what happens is there are two groups of people who are wired extroverts. All they need is the energy and they will make the move. There are two others, the S and the C, that are introverts. They need to know how. They, like, bro, just be real. Some of us, you give us a desk, we ain't even looking at the instruction. We about to put that joint together. You know what I'm saying? Like, we not, but then there's a group that says, I need the instructions. I need the manual. And I realized from this assessment, E, you're not naturally wired to break things down. So now what you need to do, based on the test, is you need to be very intentional and deliberate about providing the steps of transformation. So some people don't just need to hear when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. They need to hear, well, what is the steps that's required to want mm-hmm. to succeed is bad. Mm-hmm. Is there 10 steps? Yep. Is there 30 steps? So now what I'm doing is deconstructing the secrets to success and putting them in a format where people who need to know the answers, I can get them the answers. And so everything yeah. now is a manual. Everything now for me is, yes, yeah, speak about it, but put it in a manual. Put it in a planner. People need something to look at every single day. And they need it. Some people, and it's not bad, but they need you to hold their hand and walk them through the process. The people I was right. blessing were the people who just needed to be, they needed that starter. They just needed to get fired up, pumped up. They could do the rest on their yeah. own. And so now I'm speaking the D's language. I'm speaking the I's language. I'm speaking the C's language. I'm speaking the S language now. And now the S is like, he talking to me. The C is like, he talking to me. Whereas before, the D and the I's was like, let's go, E. And the yeah. C was going, yo, E, you brought me to the water, but where's the cup? You brought me yeah. to the water, but how much water should I drink? You brought me to the water, but E, what's the steps on putting the water in my cup? And so now I know how to speak everybody's language thanks to the assessment. And this is why it's important. People are getting a divorce. Why? You're a high D, and you're speaking to a C like they're D, and they don't understand French because you're speaking Spanish. And so now what I teach is all four languages. So if you and CJ are in park, bruh, I wish I could get to Jay-Z and Damon Dash, bruh, before they broke up.
Yeah.
I believe I know why yeah. they broke up. I believe I know why they broke up now. And I could have shown them, look, you doing it this way, he doing it this way, but y'all need to work together because without each other, you're not going to, like, even though Jay is killing the game, if they would have stayed together, he would have been, he would have done more if they would have stayed together.
Yeah. He'd be $5 billion right now. Easy.
No, easy, bro, because Jay didn't mess up. Jay knew what he had and was focused. Dame messed up. And because Dame probably didn't understand what Jay was doing, me and CJ, look, CJ made the most phenomenal move that could have ever been made in our business. CJ was a speaker. I was a speaker. C made the decision never to speak or get in the videos. Because C was like, if I'm in the videos, I can't focus on you and blowing you up, E. So if I'm in the wow. video, now the attention is on me. So C made a decision, even though I'm a phenomenal speaker, I will no longer speak. If I could have got to Dame and told Dame, hey, Dame, don't do the, like, stay the manager. Don't do the video, bro. Like, don't get in the, don't be Jay. You don't need two Jay-Z. Stay in your lane. But he didn't know what his lane was because yep. he had so many lanes. And he didn't know that C could speak, but I'm the higher I, so I should do it. I can lead, but C is the higher D, so he should lead. We That's both right. can do the other thing. Had Kobe only known, had Shaq only known. But you look at Pippen, notice what Pippen did. Pippen stayed in that second spot, and he never yep. tried to take the one spot. And he let Jordan take the one. Pippen was a number one draft. He was a high That's draft pick. He wasn't weak, but some people don't know the test. They don't know what their strengths are. So they play yep. into their secondary. Leave your secondary alone. Stay in your primary because your primary ain't going to cause problems. And before
That's 100% fact.
There was another dude before CJ, and he did that. He started speaking with me and then started speaking on his own. And guess what? People pumped him up.
Yep.
Yo, bruh, you a speaker just like E. And so he took the one spot, and he couldn't,
yep.
at that time of his life, he could not sustain the one spot. He couldn't carry that kind of weight. And it broke him, bro. It broke him. And now he's back with us. He's humbled himself. He's back with us after about, 2007, 8, 9, about 10 years. He's back with us now. He's going to be blessed. But had he kept that one spot, but it was people telling him, yo, you.
Yeah, that's all right. So you bring up two things, man. You bring up two things. So we're going to talk about the church. Second, and we're going to talk about Pippen to back you up. So when Jordan left for those 2 years, Pippen, the Bulls, they only lost 3 games without Jordan, right? So Pippen voluntarily chose to be that number two, but the talent never drops. So to your point, man, that's absolutely right. Yeah. Now, as far as taking the number one, we got to talk about for the church a little bit. We both got deep church backgrounds. If though nobody else, if nobody else do, but you just talk about that happened in the church. Oh, look at Pastor. Look at E.T. Look at him. Man, I could do that too. Get this side of the pew, start pumping me up. Now, all of a sudden, here I am, and now I got to split the church up. Man, won't you talk about that just for a little bit?
You know, it goes back to, I think, is ignorance. I think what happens, and this is why people need to take this test, you have to be careful that you don't major in your minor.
Yeah.
You feel me? So what people don't understand is that you have a minor strength that is powerful, but it's not powerful independently. You feel me? So yes, I am a leader, but I am not a primary leader. C is a primary leader, and I need to support CJ in that leadership. So CJ can't do it by himself. So iron sharpens iron. But I don't need to try to lead CJ. I need to support CJ in his leadership. Vice versa. C can speak. That's his minor gift. That's not his major gift. And so if he tries to play with his minor gift and make it major, well, we're not going to be where we are now. So what he said was, C said, look, E, I'm going to be real with you. You Michael Jackson. I don't know which one of the Jackson 5s I am. But whoever I am, the company is not about to go to the next level with me and you both singing. You Mike, bro.
Yeah.
Go. Be Mike. Let me be Quincy Jones. Be Mike. I'll be Quincy. And guess what C does? C still speaks at the conferences, but he don't headline.
Yeah.
You feel me? And so I think what a lot of people do is go, I can speak. Yes, you can. But that don't mean you can shepherd. That's a different responsibility. Speaking what you can do. So you know what you probably need to do? You need to do what my assistant pastor does. Whenever I'm out of town, he preaches. And he's not okay with that role. That, yo, and guess what? Pastor gonna be going a lot. He's the number one motivational speaker in the world. So when he gone, I'm gonna hit that spot. And guess what? When I do my school day stuff, I bring my assistant pastor. I throw him some bones. So when there's an opportunity for a speaker and I can't do it, I drop them bones to him and let him get that check and let him go in and do his thing. But he understands. He's not ready to be the pastor. Does he have a gift?
Right.
Yes. But not the type. So that's why I'm saying take this test, because some of you will find that you're a 99D in your natural and you're an 86 in your natural as an I. Well, if you're a 99D, then you need to stick with the D. You need to do all the D stuff. And then occasionally, you go and do some of the I stuff. But if you're not if you're not stronger as an I, then don't try to do that. Stick with what you're truly gifted in. Is Batman a superhero? Absolutely. But he can't fly. Leave all the flying fighting to Superman. You feel me? Let Superman do that. Even Spider-Man, he can do a little something in the air, but bro, you're gonna be best served on the ground. You're not, Superman can stop mid-air and fight you. You don't fly, so keep your butt on the ground. So that's what I would say, bro. Hold on, give me a second.
Go ahead, bro.
I know I got another hookup. I was just trying to find out what time I had that. Okay, good. All right, I got 5 minutes. Good.
We got 5 minutes. Well, take us home in 5 minutes. Take us home.
Look, all I'm asking you guys to do is a minimal investment, about $149. Take the test. If you like, I'm not trying to be certified. I ain't trying to make money. If you want to save your marriage, who's my wife? You need to find out who. Bro, how do we get into these marriages without knowing who we was getting? How do we get into dating these people and we know who they were? How do we have kids and we don't even know what our strengths are as fathers? Like, how do we, bro, I'm killing my son right now. I know he might watch it. I'm killing my man with the assessment. I know exactly who he is. I know exactly who he is, and I'm setting him up for success coming right. Bruh, I remember when me and my son used to get into it, I used to be like, bruh, who you talking to? Because I thought he was being disrespectful. Come to find out, he's a high D. So high D's are pilots. They not co-pilots. So when he come at me, he not coming at me because he being disrespectful. That's his superpower. He's a pilot. Wow. He wants to be in control. So now I just say, hey, bro, you a pilot. I respect you as a pilot. But even a pilot has rules. Mm. Let's sit down and talk about the rules of engagement.
That's beautiful, man.
Let's talk about the rules of engagement. Give me 1 second, sweetheart. Let's talk about the rules of engagement. And so you get to be in control, but you don't get to be in control in a way that's disrespectful. So we create rules. But anyway, wifey, man, I got to take her up to this church real quick.
Yeah, definitely, man. We're going to put all that in the show notes, man. Love you, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, tell all you people, I'll send you the link afterwards to send to your people.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Love you, man. Appreciate you. Hey, love you, man. I got to get Jorge and Nikki on next. I'll set that up.
Okay, bro. All right, man. Later.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Team basketball players they had, 10 of them were all high S's. Right? So then what we told the coach was, he's been stuck at the Sweet 16 Elite 8. And so the reason why you've been stuck is because you have a lot of S's. Yep. Who they're going to give you what they're going to give you. And they're not, just because it's the Final Four to you, they don't necessarily have that same sense of urgency that you have. As a coach, you got a sense of urgency that don't nobody on the squad got that. So if they're going to give you 17, coach, that's what you're about to get. If they do 17, they're giving you 17 tonight. They can't give you 21, they're not going to go down to 10. So you're going to have to find a way with these 10 S's to give them some sense of urgency. You only got one D, right? And it was so funny. I was like, coach, and your D is like a 60-something, but then he go 80-something when you're under stress. He's like, that explains it. At the four, he always wanted the ball with the last few minutes of the game. And I was like, yeah, but you only got one of those. Then you only got two I's, so you don't have a lot of let's go. So majority of your people, then I said, this is why, coach, because of your 6 coaches, 4 of them are S's. So what they doing is recruiting themselves. That's what they doing. So they're going on the road recruiting S's. So what you got to do is if you want to blend, then you're going to have to change your recruitment. So if you feel like you need more D's, got to sit down. So I was able to show coach, and he was just like, whoa. So not only his players, but I was even able to show the coaching staff what they had. And then even with the coach, I was like, coach, I don't want to bust your bubble, but Sweet 16, Elite 8, because you're a high I. So at the end of the day, you're not putting your foot on nobody either. You hugging when they mess up. You know what I'm saying? You shepherding them. You're not leading them. And so, coach, you don't have no D's as coaches. You're going to have to get some D's as coaches. And the reason why you don't have any D's is because you look at the D negatively. You see that as a bad thing when they putting their foot on them. You're like, why are you doing that to my team? It's like they need that, coach. So the way you get past Sweet 16 Elite 8 to winning it all, because they've said they have one of the most talented teams. But that's why they can't get over the edge, because they're full of, no disrespect, they don't have a blend. You got 10 S's. It shouldn't be that. You should have a D, some I, some C. And I told him, he said, I got 2 C's, right? And I was like, coach, without you even telling me, they shooters, aren't they? He was like, yeah, how you know? Because they calculated. They boom. Like, boom. They not, you know, he was like, man, you got me. How do you know my team so well? And you ain't never met him. I'm like, it's right here in the hookup. So coach and I have been talking, and I'm trying to help him get his D up. That's really where extreme execution came from, is getting the D up. You feel me? Because it's a business at the end of the day. So, yeah, I'm trying to help coach get his D up.
Hey everybody, Santonio T. Smith Jr., and I'm excited to be with you. And I want to take this opportunity to tell you what you get, what this Pathbender is about. Can you really change your life? Can I change your life? Can you bend your path? And I want to talk about 4 things that help you understand how I've come up with Pathbender, and how the idea of actually bending your path is not only realistic, but it's realistic for you. The first thing I want to tell you is I can't teach you anything because you already know everything. There is something so different about you. Something about you is so fundamentally different that if I disassemble you and put you back together, you won't have life. You don't work like the cameras recording me or the lights around the studio. Something about you is different. So if you hear me say anything in these four things that I want to tell you, the first one being you already know everything, if it feels like you're remembering, if it feels good to your soul, if it feels well with your being, that is how you know it is true. And the first thing that I'm telling you, it is true that you know what I'm about to say. You've just forgotten. There are distortions over you, and these truths that have escaped you are finding their ways back to you. And I am just your guide back to your compass. It's the first thing. So in truth, something about you understands you can bend your path. Maybe you haven't thought of it, or maybe you've been thinking about it and now it is here. And it is my most gracious honor to be the person you're listening to and to be the soul that's intertwined with your destiny. The second thing I want to tell you is the principle of Wu Wei. You can find it in the Tao, Taoism. It is this idea of not forcing anything. My friends, life is not a life of manipulation. It's more of a life of meditation. Manifestation does not go hand in hand with manipulation. And if you are forcing your path, you're on the wrong path. If things are not coming to you in the fastest, quickest, most harmonious way possible, if your life seems as if you are swimming up a stream, going against the grain, flowing through cement, if you have money but no well relationships, or you have well relationships but no money, if you are spiritual but broke, and if you are religious but can't make ends meet, you are manipulating your current path and you're not bending it to your will. Pathbender is a concept I've come up with. I am a big fan of the Wachowskis. And my favorite movie by them is Cloud Atlas. My second favorite movie now is The Matrix, which was my first, but now. And at the end of The Matrix Part 1, Neo bends reality to himself after he believes. And that's basically the premise of pathbending. The truth is, that's not science fiction. The idea of bending your path has been here for millennia. Bruce Lee told you, be like water, my friend.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
And all these things are important. So this idea of Wu Wei is about you not forcing. And pathbender is you finding your own path and you're not forcing the events you want. You're not manipulating the events you want. You are creating the events you want. You are the greatest creator to ever live on this planet. And no one can create better than you, not now or ever. The third thing I want to tell you, and this may come as an offensive shock to some, but you are God. You are this life-giving force. And I want you to think about it. You're the only species on this planet that can create something out of nothing. For theologians, way back in antiquity, there's a Latin phrase called ex nihilo. It is a phrase that means out of nothing, and how God created this world ex nihilo, out of nothing. And the only life force on this planet that can take nothing and then make a masterpiece is God. But you've been doing that since the day you've been born. Take a piece of paper that has nothing there, and out of nothing, J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter. Robert Greene wrote 48 Laws of Power. Out of nothing, the Steven Spielberg produced movies. Out of nothing, does Denzel create characters that we remember forever? This idea of out of nothing, and you're the only one who can do that. Goldfish can't, lions cannot, just humans. You are God. You can find that in Christian texts, in which in the book of Mark, the writer exclaims a question by the disciples as they turn towards Jesus, and they ask, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey him?" Now, this isn't Christian only thing. You don't have to be Christian, Jew, Muslim to get this. The writer is explaining that even the people the ascended master Jesus was with on a daily basis had no idea who he was. He was not a man. He was God in man's flesh. And I say the same thing to you. You're not a man. You're not a woman. You perform miracles on a daily basis. What manner of man are you that even blank pieces of paper respect your creative power? And the last thing I want to tell you is Pathbender is about becoming a force to be reckoned with. Scientifically, there's a formula for force. You can look it up yourself. Force equals mass times acceleration. We must talk for a little bit. In order to become a force, you need mass multiplied by acceleration. In order for you to become a force, you need energy in one place over and over to become multiplied by the acceleration, the speeding up of something to become a force. Say it again. In order to become a force, Einstein says, all mass is energy in one place times the speed of light twice. You know that as E equals MC squared. Einstein scientifically understood and explained to us that mass is simply thought idea over and over and over, a thought. What is the greatest form of energy? Thought energy. A thought over and over and over, moving at the speed of light twice squared, over and over in one place. And once you keep putting energy in one place, in one place, in one place, in one place, the energy ceases to be something invisible and becomes a tangible piece of matter. This is why it's hard to destroy something that exists. Energy can never be created, and it can never be destroyed. First law of thermodynamics, because once you put energy in a place over and over and over and over again, it takes infinity to destroy what has been created. So in order to become a force, someone like me must teach you how to put your energy, harness your energy into one place over and over and over until it becomes something tangible. And in truth, you have been doing this your entire life. You just haven't been doing it deliberately for your benefit. But everything around you is your thought energy manifested into physical form. The second part of this equation, acceleration, is the idea that when you get this piece of matter, you believe in it so much, you see it so much, it is so tangible that it gains its own speed. And then you put speed on top of that speed, because everything in the world is in motion, already in vibration. So this idea of acceleration is this idea that the more you speed what you created up, when you multiply that by what you created, you become a force. It's the basis of Pathbender. Mass times acceleration equals force. And many of you are attempting to become a force on this planet, but the problem is you haven't attracted someone like me yet to teach you how to deliberately create the mass you want in your life and how to deliberately accelerate that so you can be a force. Be like water, my friends. You can go to the event page and catch all of what's included. But I wanted to stand before you and tell you about the intent. I wanted you to feel my energy. I wanted you to see my face. Energy doesn't lie. If you believe like I believe, if there is something about you right now that I am awakening, we are at the same vibration, consider. I wanted you to catch my energy. And I wanted you to know your time is here, and you have the power to bend your reality. Join me. Become a pathbender. I've been looking for you. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate.